The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It's interesting. One of you had written me, and it seems like just a simple little email, and you were embarrassed to write it, and you shouldn't be. So over the weekend, got a little email going, you know, doctor, how are we supposed to do it? Are we supposed to brush before we dental floss, or dental floss before we brush? I'm confused. And these are exactly the things I am here for. I know it may not be the most exciting radio show talking about what to do with crap that's up all in your teeth, but here's the thing. A lot of you guys, we were kind of talking about this in the first hour, a lot of you guys can't talk to your doctor. The doctor doesn't want to be called and asked about these simple questions. My patients, they ask me about the simple questions, and I try to answer as many as possible, but a lot of these things are just, oh, wait a second, and I have the same questions too. You know, I'll be on the phone with my doctor going, oh, wait. So then what about this? Or what about, you know, and I noticed that it's like so much better to be able to just sit there and talk to the doctor and get all these little quote-unquote minutiae, but it's not minutiae, it's kind of important stuff. So never be embarrassed about asking me any question, no matter how trivial. Again, you got to keep it clean. Remember, I am a married woman, but as long as it's relevant to medical, go ahead. There is nothing so small. So to answer your question, are you supposed to brush first and then dental floss, or dental floss first and then brush? We were always taught to brush first and then to dental floss. The brushing is supposed to get rid of what's under the gums, and then you dental floss it out. However, a lot of dentists have started to say, no, you dental floss first. And I've started to do that now. So what I'll do is I'll dental floss, I'll get the food out using the big guns, the dental floss, and then what I'll do is I'll brush. Now, a lot of times the gums are already bleeding from the dental floss, but the gums could be bleeding from your brushing. And by the way, if your gums are bleeding, that's not good. That means you have some inflammation. But a lot of times, so when you go for your dental exam, they'll brush your teeth, they'll do the polishing, and then at the end, they'll dental floss, because that was the original. But we're starting to hear more and more dentists say, you know what, just go ahead and dental floss first. You're going to remember it. Okay, if you think you're going to forget, or you're going to be so exhausted after brushing your teeth for 10, 15 seconds, which, by the way, you should be brushing your teeth for at least a good few minutes, massaging those gums, then dental floss first. Dental floss first, then you got the stuff all kind of there, and you're tasting it, and you're eating it, then brush your teeth before you eat it, because it's extra calories, and remember, it's probably rotten food, and then you spit it out, etc. But I've always brought up water picking. Our orthodontist had brought up you need to water pick, because water pick gets in where the brush doesn't, and the dental floss doesn't, so you get the water pick in there. So the moral of the story is, it doesn't matter, just clean the damn teeth. Just clean the teeth, okay? Now, I'm probably going to have a dentist come on the show, and we'll talk about and review some good dental care. I love having a dentist on the show. I love being able to talk about dental, because I think it's so important. I think we really, really we don't really seem to take care of our mouths like we should. And even though we use our mouths probably more than any other body part, I mean, yeah, we use our hearts and we use our brains, etc., but we probably actively use our mouths. Stop the giggles. Stop it. It's a family show. You know, we eat, we chew, we bite on our pencils, etc. We've got to be taking care of our teeth. So great question. Keep them coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And, of course, you can email us with your questions at drdahlia.com. So this is interesting, okay? The EPA is going to cut 30% in power plant emissions by 2030. This is a very, very historical step. They have proposed now a plan that aims to slash these emissions by 30% and could could accelerate our shift away from coal. According to EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy, she says by leveraging cleaner energy sources and cutting energy waste, this plan will clean the air we breathe while helping slow climate change so we can leave a safe and healthy future for our kids. I don't really know if this can handle climate. Here's the thing. Climate change and global warming, I look at as two separate things. Climate change, I can understand and I dig, right? Because, you know, what are we doing to our climate? Our climate also includes our atmosphere. So you spewing crap into our atmosphere, that could possibly change climate. I get that. Global warming is, I think, a whole nother issue that I think we may be distracted by political propaganda, and we're not really looking at what's happening. If we are really getting warmer, and the Arctic is melting, and Florida may be going underwater, etc., wasting time in Congress telling everybody to drive hybrids or smart cars may not be the answer. I think we may need to spend our time and money on research on how to proceed if we have flooding. We don't want another Hurricane Katrina, and we don't want New Orleans underwater. We don't want, you know, we don't want to see ramifications of higher seas. And if that's the case, this is what we should be spending our time and money. We always talk about global warming, global warming, global warming. Okay, fine. If we're having global warming, although NASA came out with a report that the Antarctica ice was growing, but then I saw a report that the Antarctica ice was melting. So I don't know what's, I haven't been to Antarctica, so I really can't comment. I don't know. Whatever NASA says, I'm good with, because they're the only ones that are taking pictures up there. Yeah, I mean, if you can get up there and take a picture, maybe I'll look at your picture. But right now it's only NASA. But, you know, in terms of the emissions, that I'm a huge fan of, okay? Cutting back on emissions, and I don't know if it's, I don't care if it's a Democrat or a Republican ideology. I like the idea of having cleaner air. I think that's extremely important, and I think pollution messes with the air. I experience pollution every day. I go for my run, a car drives by me, I breathe that in, I start to get out of breath, because now my lungs start to tighten because it's breathing in crap, it doesn't want to breathe. Our bodies were never, ever designed for all these emissions. Our bodies were designed to be living in caveman days chasing zebras. We were not supposed to be breathing in coal and all this other stuff. Yeah, maybe we learned how to make fire, and maybe we breathed in smoke, but what we would do, we would leave the smoke. We would move. We would go to an area that was a smoky. Okay, that's how we would do it. All right, so okay, let me see. I'm trying to see what else, that how this affects us before the break. Okay, all right. They think it's going to save $90 billion in climate and health benefits, and it'll avoid 100,000 asthmatic attacks and 2,100 heart attacks. Sound good? I'll take it. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-TALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful wonderful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. You can download the Dr. Dahlia app. It's an iPhone app, either on your iPhone or your Android, any of your smartphones. I don't even know if there's a third phone now. Some of you guys are walking around with these big, huge, almost square, it's not even rectangular, square-like things, and it's supposed to be your cell phone, so I don't even know if that's even a phone, but if I'm sure it's on that also. So make sure you download that. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So scientists have identified the blonde gene. This is something I originally lacked. I think I could still bring it back, but I need to use lots of boxes of Clairol. It's a genetic mutation that codes for the blonde hair of Northern Europeans. It's a single mutation that was found in a long gene sequence called KIT ligand, K-I-T-L-G, and it's present in about one-third of Northern Europeans. Or they should also include a number of Northern European descent. People with these genes could have platinum blonde, dirty blonde, or even dark brown hair. They say there's a half a dozen different chromosome regions that influence hair color, according to David Kingsley. He is an evolutionary biologist at the Howard Hughes Medical Institute and Stanford University of California. Okay, that's what I want to do. I want to have a medical institute. Oh, my gosh. You know how much fun that would be? Oh, my gosh. I know how to decorate the medical institute. That'd be so weird. No. It wouldn't accent on urology. No. It would be fun. No. Okay, I'll think about that later. Okay, he says this is one but not the only one. The combination of variants that you have at all those different genes that sets your final hair color. Apparently what happened is they encountered the gene about 7 years ago. They tripped over it and they just, kicked it to the side. But then they noticed that stickleback fish color, apparently there's a fish called the stickleback. It doesn't sound that tasty to me. Range from dark to light depending on the type of water they inhabited. It turned out that a change in one base pair or letter in that gene was responsible. Now, the gene codes for a protein known as the KIT ligand. It binds to receptors throughout the body. It affects pigmentation, blood cells, nerve cells, and the gut, sex cells, a variety of things. All right? If, God forbid, this gene would be broken, they said that would be disastrous. You'd have white hair. You'd be sterile. Your gonads wouldn't develop. And you probably would already be dead because your blood cells wouldn't do what it's doing. However, a tiny little weensy mutation that would cause different variations in hair color. They said if you vary this, blondes in Iceland would probably more likely be brunettes if they have the gene variant. So no, you can't. You have to inherit the gene. I was born blonde. I was very, very blonde. My hair fell out and then it turned dark. And my hair has been brunette ever since. My son, very, very blonde. He was blonde all the way into the second grade. He was just blonde, straight blonde. And all of a sudden it turned curly dark. I don't get it. I don't, that's just, genes and, yeah, I took some genetics classes. I didn't pay attention too much in class. Okay, so anyway. But what did they do? They took a bunch of mice. So the team identified certain gene regions associated with blonde hair in human DNA. Then they took those segments of the code, tagged them with the gene that had this pretty fluorescent blue hue. They stuck it into some mice. The blue glow appeared only in the hair follicles. That indicated that this gene mutation was activated only in hair. Now, I'm over this whole blonde thing because I've been dyeing my hair for years. I would like to be fluorescent blue. Give me a fluorescent blue hue hair. I think that would be pretty hot. When inserted, okay, so then they inserted the tag gene, blue, whatever. The human blonde hair mutation also gave mice lighter coat colors than the brunette version of the gene. So for those of us growing hair on our arms and our upper lip, we may want that blonde. Yeah, blondes don't seem to have as much of a mustache as the rest of us do. Oh, they do, people. They have a mustache. It's just as blonde, so you don't see it. All right, here we go. All right, so that's a dude. Gentlemen prefer blondes. Yeah, they do. All right. They say light skin genes may have helped ancient humans survive in the low light conditions of Northern Europe by enabling their skin to make more vitamin D. Lighter hair might have been an accidental consequence, and sexual selection also allowed blonde hair to spread. So if there were a few blonde women and some of the guys were like, yowza, then they mated with those blondes. They had kids, more blonde kids. And now we had all the blondes. And then you have the show Vikings where everybody's blonde. So I don't know. Problem is I come from parents who had very, very, very dark hair. I don't know how I was born blonde. Now, back then, they didn't have UPS. There was a milkman and I think Sparkless Water guy. And so I've always asked my mom about that, but she says, no, my dad was my dad. He was very, very dark hair. Also dark skinned. I know. I think she's lying. I do. All right. Anyway, let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, the ice cube diet. Now, this I could do because this I could afford. Gastroenterologist Dr. Brian Weiner you know, usually steers patients away from diets. However, he wrote this book. It's a free ebook called The Ice Diet and being reported by Fox News, where ice will actually help you burn calories as it melts. He says you are burning calories and not eating positive calorie foods. It appears to be generally safe for adults to eat a liter of ice a day. That 1 liter burns 160 calories, he argues, the number you would burn by running a mile. That stinks. For any of you guys that run, I'll be at the half-mile mark ready to choke on myself and only 160 calories? That's ridiculous. Now, there's a physics writer. You know, whenever somebody says something, I like people in physics, but they always rain on your parade. You know, because they really know all the physical stuff. They're the scientists that are like, hold the phone. No, that won't work. And you're like, oh, man, just go back to your physics lab. He says the physics writer calculates, that you'll need to eat 66 pounds of ice to lose a pound of weight. Not exactly the most efficient diet plan, according to Andrew Zimmerman Jones. Okay, thank you. We'll take that under advisement, okay? But Dr. Weiner, and I'm kind of for this, because first of all, I mean, you know, this guy's name is Weiner. I mean, you know, he already has some tough skin being named that. He says, do not eat more than a liter a day, because you don't want to overeat the ice. You also want to be careful eating ice when it's cold outside. I would also, can I add to this too? Your jaw will start to hurt. So if you start to chew on ice, I know I'm already boring myself with the show. Stop it. When you chew on ice, you could get TMJ. So I get a little nervous. The other thing you got to be careful of is if you're sitting there munching on ice, your doctor's going to think you have pica or you have iron deficiency anemia where you start to eat non-food things for ice. See, here's my problem. I can't just suck on ice. I told you guys to do that years ago. I told you if you really want to drink soda, because I said soda makes you fat, I go pour a touch bit of soda on a big thing of ice, and then you suck on the ice. Your body will forget that you didn't drink the soda, because what happens after you drink a soda? You sit there and you suck on the ice. So I said, suck on some ice. You could flavor the ice if you want to, and you suck on the ice. Make sure it's really good tasting ice. And it has to be crunch. It can't be those big wedge-shaped, you know how you have those big orange wedge ices? Can't be that. It has to be like the crushed ice. And you sit there and you suck on the ice. It's actually brilliant. I've been telling you guys to do that all along. My problem is I have some pretty major TMJ, and my doctor said no ice. I was like, what? He's like, what? I was like, wait, no ice. So, you know what? Give it a try. Like, if Dr. Weiner says that, don't worry about the physics guy. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Two drugs may be better than one for asthma control. We are worried about a lot of you that just take one of these inhalers that's a bronchodilator, and you may actually need a little bit of the inhaled corticosteroids. Now, I remember giving talks on this when I was helping AstraZeneca with their product, Symbicort. Now, I was a big fan of Symbicort because I was a big fan of Advair, and I was a big fan of these other Combivent and these other inhalers. I was a big fan of Flovent, a lot of the asthma inhalers, and I noticed that for some of your asthmatics, you actually need to add that little bit of steroid, because a part of your asthma problem is not that you can't get air in, it's that you have trouble getting air out, and you have trouble because you have inflammation. When you have inflammation, because it doesn't like what is breathing in, whether it's an allergen, whether it's a smoke, etc., or a polluted substance, you start to wheeze, okay? It's an inflammatory response trying to protect you that can actually hurt you. Dutch researchers say that based on data of 64 asthmatic drug trials, patients using a combo corticosteroid and long-acting bronchodilator like Advair or Symbicort, etc., Dulera also, had about half as many symptom flare-ups and asthma attacks as those just on steroids. I don't like you just using steroids. This long-acting bronchodilator also gives you some relief. However, you have to make sure you're not cardiac vulnerable when you're on those. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Would you want it funny? Or serious. You decide how much sass you want, whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, this is interesting. One of you had written over the break, this is a good question. Should we breathe fresh oxygen? My mother has an oxygen tank, and I see oxygen bars. Should we take take hits of those, how much would you suggest? This is, I remember one of you, years ago, one of you had asked me that. We were talking about, pollution and breathing and asthma and, you know, when should you get an oxygen tank? When do you know if you need oxygen? This is a good subject. Let's quickly talk about that. Okay. So you have people that just go to these oxygen bars that are 100% healthy. And then you have people that actually need oxygen. So there's two different subjects here. Okay, so let's say you are pulmonarily vulnerable. So let's say you have asthma, you have emphysema, you have a history of pneumonia, etc. If we think that the oxygen will not do you harm, and we'll talk about how oxygen can actually do you harm, why we got to be careful. We can't just blow a whole bunch of oxygen in you. You know, that could kind of mess with your respiratory cycle. But if you are low in oxygen, you know, we really want you at about 100%, 99%, 98%. But once you guys start to dip below 92, I get scared. We get scared. So if you have pneumonia, et cetera, we'll put you guys on oxygen. Okay? And once we know that you can hold your own without oxygen being on room air, you know, sometimes you'll hear, oh, they're saturated 94% on room air. That means just on the air in the room, as opposed to you saturated 94% on 2 liters of oxygen nasal cannula. That's oxygen coming in through the nasal cannula, the pressure and the amount would go to 2 liters, 4 liters, whatever. You know, sometimes we up the liters. Once we start to up it to 8, 10, et cetera, sometimes we actually need to give you, other forms of getting that oxygen in, because you're only going to absorb so much. So, you know, when I tell people, when do you think a family member, when are you going to need oxygen? Okay, if you can't breathe, if you're having trouble breathing, if you're turning blue, okay, you should be in a hospital setting. And when you're at the hospital in the ER, they'll decide to put you on oxygen, and they'll decide if you need to go home with oxygen. Some of you feel like you need to go home with oxygen, and then we wait for Medicare to approve it. Sometimes they approve it, sometimes they don't. But usually it's pretty easy criteria. I mean, it should be cut and dry. Just don't go home and then hope to get the oxygen afterwards very quickly. If you think you're going to need oxygen, make sure it is set up where you get to go home and have the oxygen with you. I know some of you guys have been in between. You go home, you're fine on room air for at least a day of your hospital visit. The hospital says, okay, you can go, flee, we're done with you, bravo. Great job. You go. Then a day or two later, like, no, I'm having some issues. If you're having issues, go back to the ER because you could be decompensating. All right. But I like the idea of sending people home with oxygen. Of course, you have to be careful because you have an oxygen tank. I mean, that is combustible. That could be pretty dangerous. Okay. You know, we don't want you smoking around your oxygen, et cetera, because you kind of mess with the tubing. You have a gas that is coming out of that. So there's some people that we would not let walk around with their oxygen tank if we think they're going to blow up the place. I see a lot of you guys smoking outside. You're having your smoke, right? Years ago, oh my gosh, I would be coming to work and you would see people outside smoking in the oxygen tank, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to walk by them quickly. Okay, now what about these oxygen bars? Okay, these oxygen bars, at the airport, my hub in Las Vegas, McCarran Airport, it's a really pretty oxygen bar. You see these purple colors and blue colors. It's very, very pretty. And a lot of nice lights, etc. And a lot of people say they really like having their oxygen therapy. It gives them a boost of energy. It increases their endurance. It gives them a little bit of a break from the stress and the pollution. Helps you relax. Helps you with hangovers, etc. And I have to admit, even though we don't have a lot of scientific research on that, I gotta tell you, a lot of my patients say they like it. They like getting the oxygen. In fact, I'm almost wondering if they're going to try trials where a lot of us with semi-sleep apnea that don't want to go through the test, that don't want to be put on a mask, will be just put on some oxygen when we sleep at night because our oxygen goes down, just to see if it helps us. And so I really foresee many of us being on oxygen later, and it just being part of our regular night routine, sleeping with the little nasal cannula, etc. Now, WebMD goes through some, WebMD goes through a real nice little report on this, the rise of oxygen bars. And I guess Christy Huddleston is owner of O2 Cool Oxygen. It's a bar in Aventura, Florida. And she says that they don't make any medical claims, and the customers are not allowed to be on it more than 30 minutes a day. All right, but she loves it. It helps her migraines, etc. Who knows? Maybe it is placebo. But here's the thing, okay? When you're breathing regular air, okay, you take in about 20% oxygen. Right? You're also breathing in nitrogen. You're breathing in carbon dioxide, but you only get about 21% oxygen. All right, at the 20 to 21% oxygen, your blood will be 99% saturated. So there's a chance that if you decide to sit down at an oxygen bar, you're not really getting much because you're already saturated. However, if placebo-wise it is helping your migraines or et cetera, fine. I'll take placebo, fine by me. So technically, you're breathing in air, 21% air, or you're breathing in regular air, 100% air, has 21% oxygen, you're going to be fine, okay? All right, but when you're sleeping at night, this is where I really see this oxygen being a benefit. When you sleep at night, a lot of us are getting less oxygen. True, many of us have sleep apnea. We should be set up with the mask. But I would probably say 80% of you that have sleep apnea that really need to wear the mask, you don't. And that really bothers me. Why the hell aren't you wearing the mask? Wear the gosh darn mask. And you don't want it. And so you just decide to go to bed anyway. Well, what if we try just a little bit of oxygen? Now, mind you, just giving you oxygen is not going to do enough that the CPAP or BiPAP would, because those are continuous pressures that are, it's positive airway pressure putting the air into you. Whereas the nasal cannula, oxygen blowing by, it blows a little bit. It can dry out your nose, etc. But here's the problem. The oxygen that you're breathing in, if you take in like an oxygen tank, etc., that's 100% oxygen. That could have some toxic results. It could cause adult respiratory distress. Sometimes in little babies, we have to be careful about blood vessels and how they develop in the eye, etc. So I would be very, very careful about taking your mom's oxygen tank and just hooking yourself up onto that. The oxygen bars are supposed to be at the 40%. Dose, from what I understand, as opposed to 100% in these oxygen tanks. So for that, yeah, you get a little bit more, but it still has other gas in there, obviously. And so it probably wouldn't be as worrisome as taking in 100% oxygen. But I'm wondering if that should be the next wave. And for those of you who are entrepreneurs, maybe come up with something where people are able to sleep at night with that little bit of oxygen and see if they may overall, and these are for the sleep apnea patients. It's called a half-ass treatment. And I think somebody needs to study if doing it half-ass works. So do I recommend oxygen bars? No, I don't. Do I know of any risks? Not really entirely. The oxygen isn't supposed to be that. I've never really heard of anybody hurting themselves at the oxygen bar. I need to also research that a little bit more. So I'm a fan of I would rather you be breathing in oxygen than pot or tobacco. So if you want to take a hit of oxygen before you go on a plane, I guess I'm okay, but be very careful. Talk to your doctor about it, because here's the thing. If you are 99% saturated, you really don't need more. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing all new Proactive Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
All right, guys, we are back on the the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, some of you guys are sitting, in your houses, in your cities, et cetera, thinking, well, I need to move. And I don't know where to move. And I just want to kind of pick up a move. And you have been waiting for the American Fitness Index that actually is released by the American College of Sports Medicine to rank which are the healthiest cities in the United States. So I have that list for those of you about to move and not knowing where to go. Here is the list of the healthiest cities. Now, basically this list comprises, it was a survey, all right, and it focused on the 50 largest metropolitan areas in the United States. It reflects a quote-unquote composite of preventative health behaviors, levels of chronic disease conditions, community resources, and policies that support physical activity. Absolutely. If you live in a city and they have a billboard saying get off your butt and go exercise, that could actually put that city higher on the list. It's that easy. Okay, so number one was Washington, D.C. Very, very well done, Washington, D.C. That's because I know. Yeah, see, in Washington, D.C., everybody's running. I've been in Washington, D.C. It is one of the cleanest, it's one of the most beautiful cities. I think it's gorgeous. I'm a huge fan of Washington, D.C. But nobody really just sits around. Everybody's like running around. Like, oh, I got to go here. I got to go there. I got to go here. I got to go there. Minneapolis, St. Paul comes in number two. Portland, Oregon, number three. Denver, Colorado, number four. San Francisco, California, number five. Then the next five is San Jose, California, Seattle, Washington, San Diego, California, Boston, Massachusetts, and Sacramento, California. But California's kicking everybody's butt. Three in the top ten. Then comes Salt Lake City, Utah, Hartford, Connecticut, number 13, Raleigh, North Carolina, 14, Austin, Texas, 15, Chicago, Illinois. Chicago, you know what? Pizza? No, pizza can be very healthy. You got the tomato sauce, you got the dairy, low fat. No, I'm sure, don't worry about that. I think Chicago can be healthy. A lot of fun stuff to do in Chicago. Then you got Atlanta, Georgia, number 16, which is very, very interesting to see somebody from the Southern Belt up on there. Atlanta, Georgia, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Cincinnati, Ohio, Los Angeles came in number 19, then Philadelphia came in 20. Now, I'm just going to keep going through the list. 21 through 25, Richmond, Virginia, Virginia Beach, Virginia, Providence, Rhode Island. Oh, I heard it got ugly. For that 21 to 22 spot, ooh, those Virginia cities got angry. Providence, Rhode Island, New York, New York came in number 24 for the healthiest. They started to have these places with Sprouts. I heard some of my New Yorkers that come out here to visit, they're like, man, they got restaurants out with Sprouts. Well, that could be doing it. I know, putting Sprouts. See, that was an L.A. thing. L.A. started to put Sprouts, or I'm sure some of the farm cities in the Midwest did, but it never got publicized and nobody ever paid money for it. I mean, in L.A., you actually pay for Sprouts to be on your sandwich. Well, they're starting to do that in New York City. It's really a huge culture shock to New York City, but that could be why they're getting healthier. Baltimore, Maryland came in 25th. Where's Vegas? I live in Vegas. You got Miami, Florida, Charlotte, North Carolina, Riverside, Buffalo, Jacksonville, Florida. Then 31 was Tampa, Milwaukee, Cleveland, Kansas City, Houston. Number 36 was Phoenix. And number 37 was Las Vegas. Yee-haw! See, Las Vegas, I think, moved up because you have some real phenomenal medical talk radio coming out of that city. True, she talks about things that sometimes have nothing to do with health, but it's fun nonetheless. Then Dallas, Texas, we'd be Dallas, New Orleans, Louisiana, Columbus, Ohio, St. Louis, Orlando, Detroit, Birmingham, San Antonio, Nashville, Indianapolis, Oklahoma City, Louisville, and Memphis. Very, very nice. Memphis, Tennessee. Still came in 50. So what does that mean? No, don't move. All right. And again, this was a survey. They said the most unhealthy city in America, according to the top 50, would be Memphis. But, here's the thing. The southern states always get a lot of gripe. But where would we say is the best food? No, we don't say San Francisco. We say the best food is in the south. See, I need to go to the south and eat some real fried chicken. I could have fried chicken once. I may have to go on a statin for a week, but I think there's got to be some real delicious good food in the south that I haven't eaten. I may think I'm eating southern because I'll go and get Kentucky Fried Chicken and be like, oh, see, I made some Kentucky Fried Chicken. No. No, but listen. All right, the idea of people exercising, but also weather, too. In New York City, it's very easy to walk. I find New York City, even when it's cold, okay, I'm very, very comfortable walking around New York City. You don't have a lot of hills. It's flat. It is very easy to walk. I've walked 35 blocks like nothing. It's not that difficult. When you start having hills, et cetera, yeah, it's, you know, starts to be like Reno, Nevada. Reno, Nevada is a city. It's not in the Sierras, but it's near the Sierras because we have Lake Tahoe there. It's about 10 miles from California border, Reno, Nevada. And when I would be running, there were hills. I'm running up and down hills. It was difficult. And a lot of people, they're outside. There's a lot of outdoor things to do. I would think Reno would be more fit than Vegas. But then again, Reno's also not a metropolitan area like Vegas is. Vegas, a lot of parks, great weather, and so that's why they probably got it. But Washington, D.C., you know, that's interesting because you think a lot of the suits are inside, you know, trying to figure out who should spend more money and who should be taxed. That's kind of interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another thing interesting, we have a David Nabhan. He apparently predicts earthquakes, and he says the next earthquake is going to be July 12th, and that's going to be an earthquake in the United States. I know it's easy to say, oh, there'll be an earthquake tomorrow. Yeah, there's earthquakes all over the place. There's always little earth rattles, okay? But he's an author living in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and he says that the answers are in plain sight and has written a book on his findings. He's a former science teacher from California. He became interested in earthquakes. When you live in California, you end up becoming very intimate with earthquakes. And he was in charge for emergency preparedness plan in the school that he worked. According to Daily Mail, said he noticed that many earthquakes happen at dusk or dawn. Well, duh, I think we all know that, all right? But he says this sort of consequence doesn't happen in science. These dawn to dusk quakes during new and full moons are a paradigm on the West Coast. All six quakes that have struck Los Angeles that have killed people, they happened dawn or dusk. I mean, again, that's just something that I think a lot of us know. How do you protect? I want to know, how does he protect July 12th? I don't know. Anyway, so he has this book, he talks about it, he says, there has never been a new idea in science that wasn't accepted without a fight, and claims the next earthquake is going to happen on July 12th, and another one on September 9th, between 4:45 to 7:55 a.m. or p.m. Now, I tell you what's wrong with this. Okay. All right. First, he gives a very, very tight window, a tight three-hour window. Okay, whenever you do this, this is somebody that's kind of putting a lot on the line. I don't want one person out there sitting there hoping and praying that he's right. Okay? This is one of those, I can understand warning everybody, look, another earthquake's about to happen, is everybody up to date, et cetera, you know, and prepared. But saying it's going to be on this date, during this time, now I know a lot of you are like, well, I don't live in California, who cares? No, you have to care. We always have to care about California, okay, because remember, all right, number one, there are people, okay, some of us have you know, even roots there, so okay, just because we don't live there. Number two, you know, I like watching movies, and we got Hollywood there. So it's really, really important. And, you know, there's oranges. You know, there's other crops. We do care about California. Okay? Don't let the politics taint the whole state. California is a really beautiful state. We do care about them. We really, really do. Okay? And so they say, let's see, anything else he says about that. It talks about how Anchorage was destroyed on a Good Friday, 1964 at 5:36 p.m., 47 minutes away from the exact moment when the moon entered the greatest extent of its fullness. Okay, now that I can appreciate. If you are trying to pattern this with moons, that I get, okay, because I think there is something to the moon and the sun and the earth and the way we're all aligned. That I understand, okay, and I'm already good with the idea that all this happens in the morning. I'm usually up by 5 in the morning, so I'm good. I'm all right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
Hang me down,
hang me down
to the little white church.
Hang me down,
hang me down.
You gotta hang me down,
hang me down, hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.